And you know, in any other year, tonight's NFL draft would be one of the biggest events on the calendar. Thousands of fans would show up in person to cheer or boo as their teams select the nation's top college football players. Of course, this is not a normal year. Tonight's draft will be done remotely, sort of like a huge Zoom meeting with millions of dollars at stake. For more, we're joined by Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst. He's also the host of the daily podcast, The Gist, on Slate.com. And Mike, how is this going to work?
Well, they hope it's going to work. So the original idea for the draft before coronavirus hit was a Las Vegas spectacular with the draftees riding in boats on the Bellagio Lake. This is a different kind of extravagant or ridiculous. There are going to be hundreds of different videos that have been shipped out by ESPN, which will be broadcasting the draft, and people, the draftees, the team executives will be filming themselves. That is what we, the viewers, will get to see in terms of technology they'll be using. It's not actually Zoom. Zoom's a little insecure, or a lot insecure, according to some media reports. Mm-hmm. They use a Microsoft application where I swear every day they send out three different notifications about just how secure this application is. So when you get right down to it, the draft is an exercise in human resources, and it seems like a TV extravaganza, but it doesn't have to be. So I think the bare bones of telling college players who they'll be playing for, that will go smoothly. What we get to see might be a little glitchy.
Yeah, I imagine, though, that the TV ratings are going to be huge.
Because there is nothing else, right? So as a baseline, look at the WNBA TV ratings. And the WNBA draft was an all but looked on thing. It more than doubled this year because there was some actual sports content that wasn't a documentary, that wasn't, you know, just replaying an old game. So ESPN's ratings, of course, have fallen tremendously, to say nothing of the NFL networks. They are salivating to have an actual piece of programming with some drama and uncertainty involved. It might not be a sport, but it's close.
Yeah, you know, my husband has ESPN on still, like he's watching it as if some sort of game is just going to appear out of nowhere, watching all those documentaries and stuff. But you know, the bigger question, is there even going to be an NFL season this fall for the players who do get drafted tonight?
Well, the NFL thinks there is, and the White House wants there to be. And Anthony Fauci gave some interviews where he laid out plans where it could happen. And the NFL also knows that other leagues have to go first. So the MLB season, the truncated NBA season, maybe they'll sequester or quarantine their players, test them repeatedly, play before empty stadiums, maybe a third filled stadiums. But of course, a lot of that is predicated on what all of society wants, which is enough and sufficient and accurate enough testing to make sure that their interactions don't lead to the spread of the virus.
You know, I mean, a lot of folks are asking the question, will sports survive in general? I assume it will once we get back to normal. I mean, it's just a part of the human condition to want to connect in this way. But what are your thoughts?
I mean, if you compare the size of the business of professional sports, it seems big and the players get big salaries, but it pales to other businesses. Yet so it's so often talked about, I think that we will want and find a way to have our sports.
Yeah. Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst. He also hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.